Join us online, offline, and on your mobile at God's Grace Eston Global Commission, GGHC, as we study and rightly divide the word of truth with accuracy and precision. GGHC, grace will speak for you.
Our Father, we thank you for this morning. We want to look into your word briefly. Minister to us. Meet us at the very point of our needs. To the glory of your name and the shame of the devil. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Throughout this month of August, at least for the first 3 weeks, we are going to be looking at a new series. It's our month of reward. So we are going to be looking at God's reward system. What are we going to be looking at? God has a reward system. There is a process that must be followed for you to receive God's reward. Every organization has a reward system. Every country has a reward system. I don't know, many of you must have heard about this award that country give. For instance, I'm talking about Nigeria now, that our country gives. You must have heard about the GCFR, Grand Commander of the Federal Republic. That one is given to only anybody that has become president. Or has risen to very high heights. Then you have the GCON, Grand Commander of the Order of the Niger. That one is given to who is vice president. Or maybe chief judge and things like that. Then you have the CFR. You have the MFR. You have the MON. All these awards, they are awards that are given. There is a system that you must follow to receive it. You can't just wake up now and go to a government office and say, I need MFR. Or I need MON. How much? I have money. Praise the name of the Lord. There is a system. There is a format. For every reward, there is a system. God's reward has a format. Praise the name of the Lord. And that is what we want to look into in these first 3 weeks of the month of August. How many of you know that our God is a good God? Tell your neighbor, my God is good. God is good and is a wonderful father. A wonderful father will always reward his children. I believe that there are wonderful fathers and wonderful mothers here. You reward your children when they do well. When you are happy with them. Every good father, every good parent must have a reward system. Must reward good things. God has told us that this month is our month of rewards. And that is why we are excited. As children of God, we should be excited. Because, like I told you earlier, it's not a man that he should lie. When he says, I will reward, get ready. And beloved, when God reward, everybody will know that, yes, this one is God. It cannot be hidden. Praise the name of the Lord. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. This is a very popular verse of the scripture. I want to read in two versions very quickly. We are looking at God's reward system. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. New King James Version says, But without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must, first of all, believe. Tell your neighbor, believe. Believe that he is. And that he is a what? Is a what? Of those who what? Diligently seek him. You must believe that he is God. And then you must diligently seek him to receive a reward. Look at another version, Hebrews 11:6, New Living Translation. He says, and it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must, number one, believe that God exists. Do you know that many people don't believe God exists? The first thing for reward, believe that God exists. Like that our president wife, we say, there is God. Oh. You must believe that there is God. Believe that he exists and that he rewards those who sincerely, that's the word that version use. One version says, he rewards those that diligently. The other version says, sincerely seek him. There are two major things here which you must take home from here. Number one, you must believe. How many of you believe that there is God? Well, if you believe that there is God, all those doubts in your heart will not be there. Many of us say we believe that there is God, but in our heart, we don't believe. I remember one day, a man of God gave a prophecy. He said, by this time next week, somebody here will be a multimillionaire. And one woman that was working as cleaner in hotel stood up and said, amen, I receive it. The person that brought her to church, she's a newcomer in that church. The person that brought her to the church is also a cleaner. They are working in the same hotel. That one was pulling her dress. My friend, sit down. They are saying people will become millionaire by next week. You think it's people like you they are talking about? When people are here that are government, people that do project for government, people that government contractors. We have people here that are in oil and gas. We have people, you are standing out there by next week. You'll be, my friend, come on, sit down. The lady said, what do you mean? Ah, you know waiting God. Not, I said, sit down, not be you. Ah. Many of us are like that. We claim to believe there is God, but in our heart, we limit God. And it's your molorun. Ninu okon e. Ama ke olorun kere. You limit him. If you know God, all things that are bringing fear, worry to your life, you won't even be worried. He says he must believe. That is the first thing, that he is. And then the second thing is that he will reward those that diligently, sincerely, nipe o se looto. You are doing it truthfully, not deceptively. You know, there's a lot of people that do the work of God deceptively. You think you are deceiving God. You don't know that you are deceiving yourself. Many people are coming to church. They are not coming because they want to come and serve God. So many people have different missions why they come to church. Some come to church to show the new dress in town. Our land worldly test. That's what some people came to the church. Some people came to look for husband. As they are there, they are looking at all the men. Some people came to look for wife. They are looking at all the fine girls. Some people came, say, if I finish this church, let pastor talk quick. I need money. Oh. It's money that I came to find. Everybody have their own reason why they are coming to serve God. But God knows those that are sincere. God knows those that are faithful. God knows those that are diligent. God knows those that have his interest at their heart. He knows them. And he will what? He will reward them. God is a rewarder. You must know this and you must believe it. He will surely reward. But those two things are very vital. If you want any reward from God, first, you must believe. Your faith must be strong. You must believe. I remember one day, I was giving prayer here. And one woman was just looking at me. Everybody was shouting amen. She was looking at me. After the service, she came to meet me in the office. And I said, ah, but when I was praying, you didn't say amen. He said, Pastor, all the amen, amen, amen. We don't shout. It don't plenty. I don't they shout amen now, not be today. So she's shouting the amen, but she doesn't believe. She doesn't believe. It's a thing to say amen. It's a thing to believe. Many of you don't believe. And the Bible says, without faith, you can't please God. I told you I like Pidgin version. When I read it in the Pidgin version says, the thing we go make God belle sweet is if you have faith. God belle goes sweet if you have faith. And it's correct. When you say something, please somebody. The belle sweet. That's how Pidgin Bible put it. Without faith, God belle no go sweet. It is impossible. That's what the impossible to please him without faith. You must believe. What is that challenge that you are facing now? Believe. What is that thing that looks as if I mountain? Believe. That songwriter said, Igbagbo mi duro lori. Eje ato do do Jesu. Unko jagbe ke lo unko. Le yoru kon la Jesu. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Let your faith be strong. He will reward faith. He will reward those that believe that he is. I remember the story of one man. A great man of God, they call Smith Wigglesworth. He finished ministration, casting out devils, healing the sick. And he got home, he was very weak. He said that night, he could hardly say prayers before he went to bed. He said as he went to bed, as he was about to sleep, the Lord opened his eye and he saw demons and the devil and his host. They came into the room. So you are the one that is casting devils. He said, oh yeah, we want to come and fight you. He said he was very weak. He said what he just did was that Smith Wiggins was just a devil. You will come back some other time. You and your angels, I'm tired today. I want to rest. And I know God is with me. So if you try God, you are in trouble. So I want to sleep now. I would have fought you, but I don't have time today. I want to sleep. And he turned his back and slept. He woke up the next morning and the devil didn't do anything to him. Are you understanding what I'm saying? He that come to God must believe that he is. Olorun wa nibe. Olorun be nibe. Is there. He stand. Gidigba. No shaking. No what? No shaking. That's the first thing. The second thing is diligence. Sincerity in serving God. Don't toy with God. Don't play kalo kalo with God. Some of us play kalo kalo. Some of us, we have made God our mate. Seek him sincerely. Don't seek him because of what somebody will say. Don't seek him to gain attention from somebody. Don't seek him to gain praise from your pastor. Persona. You and God. Diligent with him. Sincere with him. Don't joke with your titan. I always tell my wife, I say, tithe is too small. That one is Old Testament. New Testament, Jesus said, with the measure you give, it will be given to you. That's what the Bible says. So people are still struggling with tithe. When we have advanced to measure, this is the dispensation of measure. With the measure you give, it will be given to you. So if you give one tenth, with that measure of giving. If you give one third, with that measure of giving. What you measure is what you get. In multiples. So people are still fighting with tithe. are still struggling. Eh? Tithe in the Old Testament. Tithe in the New Testament. Who do you want to give your life to? Who do you want to give what you have to? Who do you want to give what you own to? Just yesterday, as many people were preparing to enter a new month, a very popular actor, they said she died. As at that week, she was still shooting film. If somebody told her, say, Mommy, you will not see August, she will say, I reject it in Jesus' name. What kind of nonsense is that? Last day. Does death know how much you have in your bank account? There are some people, they hide their money. You know, bankers love people that hide their money. Say, well, you have next of kin, I'll not get it. You know, I'll be there. No, okay, no problem. Bank will say, no problem. Bring your money, we'll keep it for you. One day, now one day, once you cross over, have you ever seen any bank go to somebody and say, go. Hey, Joma, your husband have money in our account, you? Abi, your wife, come and take it. The day that one happened, know that Jesus Christ is around the corner. Bank will never. They will even tell you, sorry, may he rest in peace. They will not disclose, even if you have billions. God has a reward system. And he follows that reward system to reward his people. The first thing is faith. The second thing is diligence. Is what? And sincerity. The third one, I hope you are following this system. The third reward system is that God will reward every acceptable gift. He will reward what? Every acceptable gift, service, and sacrifice. If you have faith, if you are sincere with what you are doing, and that thing you are doing, that good thing you are doing, is acceptable to God. Not the word acceptable. He will reward you. Without fail, whatever you do, those good deeds you do, those services you do, those sacrifices you make, once God accepts them, he will surely reward them. Very quickly, I want to read Genesis 22, 15 to 18. To back up what I've just told you now, that he rewards services, good deeds that are acceptable. Genesis 22, 15 to 18. The Bible says, then the angel of the Lord called again to Abraham from heaven. He said, this is what the Lord says. Because you obeyed me, and you have not withheld your son, your only son. God now said, listen to what God said. God said, I swear. God is swearing. God swear. He said, I swear by my name. Because he not get with it, he go take swear again. There is no one greater than him. He swore by himself. He said, I swear by my own name that I will what? Bless you. I will multiply your descendants beyond number. Like the stars in the sky, the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will cover the cities of their enemies. And through your descendants, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. All because you have what? Obeyed me. What did Abraham do to warrant this great reward? He decided to sacrifice his son. Genesis 22, 15 to 18. He decided to what? Sacrifice his son. He didn't say, he's the only one that I have. God, you want him? No, Allah. God was shocked. Abraham took the knife and wanted to cut the neck of the boy. God had to say, stop. Anything you do for God that please God, that he accepts, he will reward. When you get to read Luke chapter 5, from verse 1 to 7, you see another story there. Gospel of Luke, chapter 5, from verse 1 to 7. Jesus was preaching on the seashore, and he needed a boat because people were plenty. He needed a boat to preach. He told Peter, he said, Peter, I better bring that boat. He entered inside. He said, I better Peter, push the boat. Person will get the boat, they may push her again. Push the boat into the water. Peter did not argue. He obeyed. When Jesus finished preaching, he said, "Hey, Oga Peter, what did you say the problem was again?" He said, "No, we're no problem. It's just that we didn't catch anything since." He said, "He didn't catch anything. Okay, throw your net." He said, "Oga, we can't catch anything. It's already late. The best time to catch is in the middle of the night. And this is morning time. We can't." Oga, story. Throw your net. And immediately Peter obeyed. The Bible says the fish they caught, they have never caught it before in their life. The net break. As they were throwing it into the boat wanted to sink. When you do something for God, and God appreciates what you do, what you have done, he will what? He will reward you. Tell your neighbor, God will reward you. If there is anything you must strive to do this month, it is to please God. Are you hearing me? Because when you do things that please God, he will reward. If you please God, he will what? I remember the testimony of my sister. Somebody gave a prophecy and said, they saw a revelation about this, your pregnancy. You may be difficult. They saw it. They said, you need to go to the market. Go and buy so and so. Go and buy fruit. Go and do. And then she just prayed about it. And the Spirit of God just ministered to her. Say, go on, instead of you to go and buy all those things and go and put the money in an envelope and give your pastor. I'm telling you true life testimony. And she came that Sunday. I said, Pastor, I just want to bless you today. Take that. I didn't know anything. I just said, okay, let us pray. I just prayed. God bless you. That same Sunday, she put to bed safely. What the enemy have planned failed. When you do things that please God, he will reward you. Hello? Let me add one more before we go. But before that, before I add one more, listen to this fact. It's a very important fact. The worst sinner can receive God's reward. I want you to listen well to me now. Before I go to the last point, before we go. The worst sinner can receive God's reward. Why? So far as what he is doing please God, God will reward him. Hello? I want you to understand. I'm telling you God's reward system. How God they take reward though. This thing is very important. So that you will not say, a pastor says God's reward, but I don't see any. Mm-mm. I've told you the number one thing is you must believe that he is. Number two, you must be sincere. Don't do eye service with God. You can't deceive God. You must be diligent. Number three, I said you must what? Who knows number three? I just spoke about it now. That means you are not following me. I said he will reward what is pleasing to him. What God appreciates. When you do what God appreciates, he will what? He will reward. I now told you. I said even the worst sinner can receive God's reward so far as what he has done is pleasing to God. Once God is pleased with what you are doing, he will reward you regardless of your spiritual height, regardless of your spiritual status. Here lies the reason why sometimes it seems sinners are getting blessed. And you are wondering, why? This person, look at the way his life is. He's not even serious. And he's getting blessed. Why? It is because God is not fair, but just. Did somebody get that? God is not fair, but just. Somebody say, what is pastor saying? Yes, I know what I'm saying. If you are waiting for God to be fair, you are making a mistake. You know, it's weird. I used to say, it's not fair. That one does not concern God. But this one is a Christian. That this man is not a Christian. Why is he receiving blessing? It's not fear. Oh, that one does not concern God. God is not following fear. Fear, whether it's fear, it's not fear. That's not what it's about. What is after is just. Justice is just. What this person is doing, is it good? If it is good, I will reward him. I hope somebody is listening to me. Let me add one more before I go. Inasmuch as God reward good deeds and God reward good services to him, we must also note that not all good deeds, gifts, sacrifices are acceptable before God. If you are doing what is called good in the eyes of man, but it's not acceptable before God, no reward. I want to believe somebody is learning something today. I'm telling you how God's reward system works. Number one, I said you need faith. You must believe that he is. Number two, I said you need diligence and sincerity because you can't play God. You can't play him. He's not deceived. Number three, I said whatsoever you are doing must be acceptable to him. If he doesn't accept it, sorry. And that is where number three comes from. When what you call good is not acceptable to God, there is problem. There is problem. Genesis chapter 4, from verse 3 to 7. Genesis chapter 4, from verse 6 to 7. I will read very quickly. I'm reading the Amplified Version. Genesis chapter 4, from verse 3 to 7. And in the course of time, Cain brought to the Lord an offering. Cain brought to the Lord an offering of the fruit of the ground. But Abel brought an offering of the finest. Cain brought something. But Abel brought the finest firstborn of his flock and the fat portions. And the Lord had respect for Abel and for his offering. But for Cain and his offering, God did not have respect. So Cain became extremely angry and he looked annoyed and hostile. And the Lord said to Cain, why are you so angry? Why do you look annoyed? If you do well, if what you have done is acceptable and pleasing to me, will I not accept it? What Cain did, was it good or not? What Cain did by giving God his fruit, was it good? It's good now, but was it acceptable? You may be thinking you are doing good, but you must also pray that it's acceptable. There are a lot of people that steal our money in Nigeria now, and they stand on the balcony and begin to throw the money on poor people, and the people are rushing. They are cashing the money. They say, I'm doing good. Are they doing good? Is it acceptable? It is not acceptable. They are doing good. People are cashing the money, but it's not acceptable. Not all that seems good is acceptable. Not all good gifts, good deeds, good sacrifices is acceptable to God. It may seem good, but it is not acceptable. It is not what? Acceptable. Why is it not acceptable? Because God sees beyond what you are doing. That good thing you are doing, God is seeing beyond it. God sees your motive. You know, some people, there is a motive why they are doing what they are doing. Like those politicians that is spraying money now, they are doing it so that on the election day, they will come and vote for them again so that they can steal more money. What they are spraying is not even up to, it's not even up to any bit of what they have stolen. He knows your motive. Anything you are doing for God, and it has ulterior motive, there will not be reward for you too. God examine the source. He wants to know where that your gift is coming from. If the source of that your gift is bad, God will not accept it. Oh, hello. For instance, somebody go and steal money now. He now come to church. Say, I want to pay my tithe. He joking, but do fun baba. What you did is good, but it's not acceptable. He checks if you have given your best. He checks if what you are giving cost you something. Why did God not receive Cain's own? Cain just gave out anything he liked for the fun of it. Let me just give him something. No, but Abel gave the best. God measure what he will reward you by what is left after you are given. Many of us, we are the one cheating ourselves. We are the one what? Cheating ourselves. It's not everything that you give that is acceptable. Your gifts and sacrifices must pass through God's approval before it is rewarded. I will stop there today. And we will continue next week, Sunday, by God's grace. How many of you understand how God's reward process works now? At least you have an idea of how it works. The Bible says, number one, you must believe. Because if you don't believe, you can't receive. You must believe that he is. Number two, you must also believe that he will reward. He will reward your diligence, your sincerity. Be sincere about what you are doing. Number three, make sure that thing you are doing is acceptable. Hello? Make sure it is what? Because if it is not acceptable, the person just waste time. You can give 1 million, it's not acceptable. Somebody else will give just 20 naira and he will receive reward. Number four, anything that is not acceptable cannot produce reward. Lie, it can never produce reward. God knows your motive. God is not fair, but is just. You will say, but this person brought 1 million naira to church. This other person brought only 500 naira. Why is God rewarding 500 naira man and allowing 1 million man to suffer? It is because God is not fair, but is just. He sees the motive. He sees intentions. He sees the reason behind what you are not seeing. Close your eyes. Say, Lord, I do not want to fall out of your reward system. I do not want to fall outside of your reward system. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. I do not want to fall outside of your reward system. Help me. I don't want to be faithless. I don't want to just believe on my lips, but in my heart, I'm full of doubt and fear. Help me to be sincere. Help me to be diligent. It is that sincerity and diligence that will make your gift to be acceptable. If you are not sincere, it cannot be acceptable. It may be good, but it may not be acceptable. Say, help me, Lord, to fall in line with your reward system. I don't want to do anything that will lead outside your purpose and your plan. Thank you, Father. I hope you are praying. Let God hear your voice. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Creating me a new heart, oh Lord, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away. Cast me not away. from your presence, O Lord. Take not the Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation. I renew a right spirit within me. Say, oh Lord, in this month of August, let my good deeds and sacrifices be acceptable before you. Open your mouth and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Let my good deeds be acceptable before you. Let my sacrifices be acceptable before you. Open your mouth and pray. Let my good deeds be acceptable before you. Open your mouth and pray. Olu emergency lasso, emergency lasso. Let me not serve you in vain. Let my good deeds be acceptable. Let my sacrifices be acceptable. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are free. Say, every spirit of doubt and hypocrisy and self-deceit hindering my reward be uprooted in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of doubt, every hypocrisy, self-deceit hindering my reward be uprooted from my life now. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Doubt, hypocrisy, self-deceit. I no longer want to deceive myself any longer. I want to be sincere. I want to be diligent. Help me, Lord. Because you see beyond where man's eyes can see. Help me, Lord. Save me from self-deceit. Save me from hypocrisy. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Our Father and our God, we thank you this morning. Thank you for your word that we have heard. I pray, O Lord, that what your children have heard today will not stand against them on the day of judgment. I pray, Lord, that in this month of reward, every one of them here today, they will fall in line with your reward system. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, every power that is pushing them out of the reward system, making it impossible for them to be rewarded, today, the ground will open and swallow them up. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, anything in their life that is robbing them of God's reward, Father, approach them today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.